Unit 6. Exercise 8. Reading text.
Three great things to do in London.
There are enough things to do in London to fill a lifetime. As the great English writer Samuel Johnson said, when a man is tired of London, he is tired of life. Here are just three suggestions. The London Eye. The London Eye is the most popular tourist attraction in the UK. It attracts 3.5 million visitors a year. It's on the south bank of the River Thames. At 135 metres, it is the tallest big wheel in Europe, and it provides the best views of the city. You can see the Houses of Parliament and St Paul's Cathedral at your feet, and Windsor Castle to the west, 40 kilometres away. The wheel rotates at a speed of 26 centimetres per second, about 0.9 kilometres per hour. It doesn't stop to take on passengers, but don't worry, it moves slowly enough to allow people to walk on and off. One trip takes about half an hour. It costs about £16 for an adult and £8.50 for a child. People have parties on it. Some people even get married on it. The British Museum. The British Museum is situated in Bloomsbury, just north of the centre. It has the biggest collection of ancient Egyptian, Roman and Greek artefacts in the world. Here you can see the Rosetta Stone, made over 2,200 years ago, which provided the key to the understanding of Egyptian hieroglyphs, and the marble friezes from the Parthenon in Greece, known as the Elgin Marbles. It is best to see the museum over several visits, rather than trying to see too much at once. The most amazing thing about the museum is that it is free. Regent's Park. Regent's Park is just to the north of Oxford Street. It isn't London's biggest open space, Hyde Park is, but it is the most beautiful formal park and provides a huge range of attractions. The flower beds are in bloom all year round, and the rose garden, with 30,000 roses, is filled with colour and perfume in the summer months. There are ponds with ducks, a boating lake, cafes and restaurants, tennis courts, running tracks, and playing fields for football, baseball, and kite flying. There is also London Zoo and the wonderful open-air theatre, which has plays for all ages between May and October. There really is something for everyone.